And there goes the rat.
Peace, 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 peace.
There's a rat in the building.
Oh, man. Rude Wagwan.
Wagwan, G.
Everything good, man. Nice to see you.
It's always a pleasure to see you, my brother.
You know what it is, family, man. How's the family doing over there, man?
I mean, we alive, my brother, so we give God the glory, my G.
That's what it is, man. You guys just finished celebrating Jamaica Independence Day, correct?
Jamaica is winning, bro.
But my understanding, Jamaica's always winning.
There you go, there you go. But it's 59th Independence, so... Independence Weekend was this weekend, and it was wonderful celebrating. I performed in Miami Gardens on Saturday, and it was beautiful. So, you know, big up all of the Jamaican them. You don't know, 59 years and we're still going strong, and we have a big up.
You know we got a
big up. The Jamaicans them Olympic team. 1, 2, and 300 meter. I mean, I could name all of them, so just big up every one of them, you understand?
Big them up, big them up, big them up, man. Everybody, if you just tuning in, man, this is my man Red Rat. Yes, man. Big, yes, big Jamaican artist. Yeah, listen, all around musical artist, you know what I mean? Red Rat is in the building, and today's show is also sponsored by Backyard Things in Jamaica, you know what I mean? I got my lifetime supply of CMOS, so your boy's always taken care of and everything, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You know what it is. So, Rat, you know, us Haitians, we have our independence, and we are very proud of our Independence Day.
Absolutely.
As we should. You know what I mean?
As you should, yes.
You know what I mean? Talk to me about Jamaica's independence. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Talk to me about, you know, you guys' heritage and y'all, the pride and
yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
history.
Absolutely. You guys was ruled by the French, correct? Right.
Mm-hmm.
We were ruled by the British,
mm-hmm.
and we got our independence. And for us, you know, we were grown up in, you know, the whole colonialism mentality and all of that. And then when we got our independence, it allowed us to be and create our own, you know, culture of who we are, you know, from descendants of Africa. But created our own culture to represent us moving to the Caribbean. You know what I mean? So, you know, we started, you know, our own music and our own cuisine, and you know, it all stemmed from us getting our independence. You know, so whenever that time comes around to see that, you know, you get your independence from such a superpower, and we could still be standing, you know, on our own, surviving and doing what we do as, you know, a little small nation in on the dot of the map, still creating so many big waves globally. It's a great feeling, man. So I'm a proud Jamaican, and you know, I love my country to death. You see me?
And speaking about the culture, man, you know, your career kind of blasted off on one of the best eras of
music.
Yeah, music, but at the same time, man,
making
music at that time, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm coming from New York, moving to Miami. Before I became the baddest hip-hop DJ in the world, I learned how to select. You know what I mean? I would watch a Waggy, I would watch a Mixmaster Steve, I would watch, you know what I mean? And I would learn the essence of selecting.
Yes.
I would learn the essence of going into a clash.
And talking, and know how to set up a record. And yes.
Correct. And man, you know, when you came out and you came out with your signature sound, along with, you know, the Beanie Mans, along with the Bujus and so on, man, that era, I'm getting goosebumps right now, man, that era is just awesome.
Absolutely.
Period. You know what I mean? That's why I had to run some of those records to remind some of the people, you know, who Red Rat is, and the new music that I've been playing lately, that we're going to play a little bit of them too, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Talk to me about that era, and how did you come into the reggae and the dance hall scene at that time?
I think at that time, I got to big up my cousin, Joshua in the building. Pascal, yeah, I see you. I love you, my
Pascal!
Man.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Yeah, I think in the 90s, though, it was something in the air and the water and all of that. Because it's not just dancehall. I wouldn't just put it as dancehall. Because 90s hip-hop was the ish, too. Because I got introduced to hip-hop in the 90s. I was never a fan of hip-hop until, you know, B.I.G. That's mm-hmm. how I got introduced. So mm-hmm. being a part of that movement, it was just... I think in the 90s, it was just about the vibe and the creative energy of everybody wants to see everybody win. Mm-hmm. So, I can speak from, you know, being in the studio creating from my first record, Shelly Ann, to Dwayne and Tight Up Skirt. It was a family affair because, you know, when I was doing, for instance, Tight Up Skirt, Elephant Man was in the building, in the studio, and
Ellie.
You know, Scare Them Crew and Monster Shock Crew, Ghost and General B, and everybody who's on that rhythm, we all was in the studio and everybody was recording. And yes. If a line was needed to be changed, everybody would jump in and say, "Yo, change that line," and, you know, "Put this line." So it was a family affair where. That's why you correct me if I'm wrong. That's why when you play certain juggling, all the songs on the juggling are monster songs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So like a Showtime rhythm, every song by that, Jairai rhythm, you know, Diwali, all those rhythms, every song is a hit song by itself. So that's the vibe that we had from then, you know what I mean? And it shows that, you know, the music was produced for longevity because, yeah. You know, Tight Up Skirt, Dwayne, Shelly, and all those records was 20-something years ago. And if you play them right now in the clubs, it's the same reaction, like it's a new record. So, yeah. I think that's what I still put into when I'm putting out these new records as well. I put that feel into it.
Yes, they are. I believe they are. But are there more popular rhythms out right now? Or everybody's just picking out beats?
They're coming few in short, like a longer span of time where when we was doing it in the 90s, every time a Main Street or a Penthouse is putting out a juggling, you know that. Mm-hmm. All of the song them go bad. And Dave Kelly going drop a rhythm, you know it going bad. And that would stand the test of time. But because now everybody's producing, there's no a person that knows that he's the producer and you be the writer and you be the artist. Everybody, yeah. Artist is producing, the artist is writing their own stuff, the artist is the engineer. So there's no production quality.
Yeah.
And the quality, and because there's so much things and so much people producing, there's so much music coming at you, so much in a short space of time, it doesn't give the music time to breathe. So most songs that release right now, in 6 weeks, that's it. You gotta put out another song because nobody remembers it because there's too much things coming at you. So you have to work hard as an artist now to find a song that's gonna last. Past that 6 weeks.
So this new song I've been playing that, you know, by the way, thank you for the dub play. Everybody's loving it, you know what I mean? It's right. Called, the clean version is the love, correct?
The love. Yes.
And the dirty version is the fuck.
The fuck, yes. The Emma. What happened to the fuck? And what I love about that record, though, is it sounds like it's a lewd record, right? Because it's the fuck. But yeah. if you listen to the content of the record, is basically preaching how great your woman is, because I'm saying to want this one girl, like, yo, listen, the fuck where you give me, I don't want to fuck nobody else, I just want to fuck you and you alone.
Yeah.
And most women want to hear that.
Yeah.
So that's how I do my music. I want to make sure that you know that I just want you, and that's all a woman wants to hear. Right, Scally?
Hint, hint. you definitely know how to put a masterpiece together, man. And I always have to commend you on your work, man. Yeah, do you find yourself dabbling into the hip hop as well?
It's just you're just asking for formality, but you know, I've been I've been doing that since the first time I came to Miami, and you know, we work with from, you know, from when Pitbull was starting. We was like, we started with Pit and you know, do a lot of records with Pit and Maximil and all the Miami rappers.
That's what the people need to hear.
The Icons, remember, we was rocking with Icons before they got their hip, them bust, and Phil, what's my boy name again? All the Miami artists, all the Miami hip hop artists. Yeah. And we always been in the hip hop market because our music crossed over to the hip hop market. So people know me in the hip hop market, and we always, you know, try to do music with any and everybody that wants to do good music. So Briscoe is one of them.
We just had Briscoe on the show last week.
Yeah, big up Briscoe. He did a remix on a song that I call Bad Boys. I want to drop it though. I ain't drop it yet, but it has to
Dope. We're gonna be looking forward to that one. You know what I mean?
What's the name of the group? Grind Mode. That's what I was trying to remember.
Grind Mode. Yeah, man. Damn, I remember that one. Yeah. And this new record you got this summer.
This summer. Yes, I'm very excited about this record because it's the first summer song that I've ever done, and I've been doing music for so long, but it's a first. I'm doing a summer song specifically for summer, so it's the new vibe and the new wave of what's going on in dancehall right now, but I just put my element to it to make it hopefully be one of them classic records that the people expect from me.
Definitely.
And I want to big up the writers, because This is a record that is it was created on Clubhouse. It's on an app.
Really?
Yes. We have a room in Clubhouse, which is a studio, where we go in there and whatever beat I get, I just pull it up, and you know, we have different writers that come into the room and just put in their 2 cents or whatever. So me and Pascali wanted to create something to show that we don't necessarily have to be in the same space to create a hit record.
Yes.
Like me and you having a conversation now, we in two different space, but it's a great conversation. So yes, we created this record. Pascali wrote the hook, which was a great hook. And then once we had the hook, a lot of different artists came in. Renegade from what's the group name again? From RDX. You know, Renegade from RDX.
Mm-hmm.
He's a part of the writing team. Flex from Movado's team. So it was a lot of people that made this record possible, and it came out beautiful. So big up to all of the writers of them, and you know what I mean?
That's awesome, man.
The producer is doing a producer Reds Clubhouse. The producer Reds is from Canada. So big up Reds, big up Black Orchid, you know what I mean? Ranger Music.
Let me run it right quick. So you know, we show the people what we're talking about, man. Brand new Red Rat this summer right here on the DJ Epson Friends Show. Let's run it right quick. Hold up.
Yeah. Tubular. Yo, I for the girl there. Me long fishy. Sexy girls in a shorts. I show the tight work. From your band with the goodness. You have to get a good talk. A tubular. When the door fly this summer, I'm gonna get high this summer, yeah. Jumped up when you drive this summer. We and the girl, them a vibe this summer, yeah. Hype girl, crispy girl. And you know we not hype for people, no. Yeah, my gun, you have to spend money. Get the bad girl, the wine bum. That summer, you got out on the shore. Girl, them dress up in a Gucci and a Christian Dior, yeah. Cup full of ice, we have the liquor for pour. Get the girl, them nice, I hype, afraid to feel like a more.
Hey, I'm a DJ. Pull that up again. Pull it.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Epps, let these motherfuckers know.
DJ Epps.
Sexy girls in a boom boom shots. I show the tight boom boom walk. From your band with the goodness, you have to get a good talk. A double up. When the door fly this summer, I'm gonna get high this summer, yeah. Jumped up when you drive this summer. We and the girl, them a vibe this summer, yeah. Pipe girl, crispy girl. And you know we not hype on people, no. Yeah, my gun, you have to spend money. Get the bad girl, wine down my body. That's
Somebody go out of my sewer. Y'all live just up in a Gucci and a Christian Dior. Yeah. Cup full of ice, we have the liquor for poor. Get the y'all live nice and hyper pretty, feel like a more. Hey, yo, girl, y'all are you me adore. The way you make your booty just a bounce on the floor. Y'all capture my eyes, we are down to the score. You know my house more for gear the door. So when the place fly up, everything crisp and clean, your style up. Your body talking, the quarantine, we tie up. I know a champagne, I ain't see a buy up. Come pocket, no dry up. When the door fly this summer, I'm gonna get high this summer, yeah. Drop top, we a drive this summer. We and the girl, them a vibe this summer, yeah. Hot girl, crispy girl. And you know we not hype on people, no. Yeah, I come down to spend money at the bad girl, the wine bar, the body.
DJ Epps.
Yeah.
Kind of sound like another classic one, huh?
Nah, definitely, man. The vibes is there, man. The vibes is definitely there, man. Shout out to everybody that's in the room right now in the chat, man. Big up Mary, big up everybody, man. I see you, who are Gabby right in the building, 305 King in the building. Of course, our girl Pascal in the building. Talk to me about the duets with you and Pascal.
Yes. Pascal is a monster. And not just as an artist, but she has developed herself in a way where I have to take my hat off to her. Mm-hmm. She started, doing modeling and all that, the music videos from Make It Rain and Neo and all of that stuff. That's how I saw her, mm-hmm. And I met her at a movie set. On a movie set, and then we started to link, and I heard her singing, and off camera one day, and I was like, "Whoa, you ever thought about singing?" And she was like, "My focus is on acting and everything." I was like, "You know what? Humor me. I have this record. I just want you to sing the hook on." And she came to the studio and killed it. So from then we started our movement. We started our own label, Mogul Movements Worldwide, and we've been, writing and producing. In a lot of different genres. We've been in the Spanish market for a while. We do the dancehall and stuff. So, but she was going through a period of time where a lot of producers was, it's kind of weird when, she's being, me and her in a space, and we both in front of a producer, and the producer, in his mind thinking that he has to choose either between me or her. So they would she would hear a beat and she would be like, yo, let me get that beat and do a dope ass record on the beat, but they're focusing on trying to get a record with me. So she was like, you know what, I'm fed up of going through all of this and a lot of people trying to overlook her. So what she did, she put herself in a position to learn how to create beats and do her own production. So the drop top rhythm that you have also, she's the one that produced that rhythm. She has a first rhythm called the quarantine rhythm. So she starts producing her own music. So she finished her own album by herself, not waiting on no producer, no, man to try,
yeah,
try to come at her and be like, yo, you gotta, you have to give me some pussy before my voice. Yeah. You know how some people think. So me have to big her up for that, because she never give up. She never wait on nobody to hand anything to her. She pick it up herself, and her stuff that she's putting out right now,
yeah,
amazing. So big up yourself, because you was always one of these people that was on her side and also pushing her as well to be the person that she is. So big up yourself too.
Yeah, man. Pascal, you're right, man. Big up your chest on that one, man, because, the music is also a man-driven situation. For her to just come out and start producing her stuff and just not caring about no other producers, man, that's big right there.
Yeah.
So big up to Pascal, man, and get ready for her album coming soon.
Absolutely. We're dropping a few singles first, and then we're going to drop that EP and Let the people talk for themselves. Let the music speak for itself. Because I don't like to hype up shit and be like, yo, this is... Blah, blah, blah. Let the music speak.
Let it speak for itself.
We've seen a lot of motherfuckers hype their shit up, and when you listen to it, you be like, oh.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she did be working, you know, big up Barry Hype, a boss. But you know, we've been working hard on this thing, and she's gotten a lot of top names to criticize it, because a lot of people don't want to hear the criticism, but she's open to criticism, because that's what we learn. We learn criticism as not something bad, but something that's going to help us to elevate better.
Yeah. You also, you know, in contact with certain new hip hop indie artists, you know what I mean? You know, big up to Dada, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Big shout to
Big up King Buck. Yeah, man.
I, you know, when you introduced me to those guys, you did that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I also saw a song coming with you and Buck. Like, I see y'all characters.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? The thing about King Buck is he's such a dope artist. I don't want to do a stupid record. It's got to be a hip fucking record. And he knows this too, because, you know, I mean, Dada is such a... The thing with Dada is he don't fuck around. So if we go in there and make a whack record, he's going to let us know it's a whack record. And I just want it to be so dope that it represents for Jamaica and it represents for Haiti. You know what I mean? Because he's so Zoe, bro. He's Zoe all the way. You know what I mean? And you don't know me, a yard man straight. So we want to do it the right way. And once it drop, you definitely going to get it dropped.
For sure. Big up Drew in the building. Big up Doobie Club. Rich was popping.
Why not?
You know what I mean? You got your whole entire legacy. You know, you dropped the funk. You got this summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What else
is coming out? What's next?
So what's next is I have this song, this record that I did with a producer called I think his name is DJ Epps. Yeah, I think that's what his name is. And I think when that record drops, the whole world is gonna shake the fuck up.
Let these motherfuckers know. It is. Matter of fact, man. Fuck that, man. Let me
get on
my
little
taste.
Hold on. Before you play it.
Go on.
This is the song that I did for Epps is one of my baddest motherfucking songs ever.
Yeah. Hear him. That's cute.
DJ Epps.
One thing you need for no youth. We're not afraid of people.
I told you.
Yeah, man. The trap thing rhythm is dead, man. And get ready for the brand new Red Rat.
I'm excited for that record, F. Let's do it.
Man, and yo, I can't front. Like, I knew you was going to do something. I knew you was going to murder it. But the way you explain the assassination to that record.
Let's go, bro. Let's go. They don't even know. That's just a little tip of the iceberg.
Niggas gonna be glued to it like, what did he just say?
There you go. I said all of that. All of that and more. And I have everything for bucket to now. Back down for nothing. We say time. What you going to do about it? Nothing at all. Nothing at all you can do.
Yo, Rat, I thank you for hanging out with me, my brother, man. Yo, it's been a pleasure. You're since day one, you've been A1, and I could appreciate that from a real one, man.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for having me on your program. Big up to all your people that's watching right now. Big up to all my fans on my ear cons. I love you. Continue to watch. More things coming from Double R and Mogul Movements. Mogul Movements, baby.
You know what it is? It's the rat in the building, man. Everybody, yo, do me a favor. Follow my guy if you're not following him, all right, man? Follow my guy if you're not following. Yo, Red Rat, I appreciate you, brother. You can go ahead and let yourself out the back door, man. I love you, Pascali. I love you guys. Be safe. You know what it is, man.